This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. What does a presidential pardon really mean? One of former President Ford's first official acts was to pardon Richard Nixon. One of his last was to pardon Tokyo Rose. And a few weeks ago, Jimmy Carter's first major official act was to grant a pardon to more than 10,000 draft evaders who refused to enter the armed services because they didn't want to go to Vietnam. The power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States is given to the president in the Constitution. It is also given to Congress, but Congress has been far less forgiving, with most pardons being granted by the president. The use of this power isn't new, although its frequency and impact seems to have increased in recent times. George Washington granted the first amnesty in 1795. That was a full, free, and entire pardon to all persons who took part in the Whiskey Rebellion 1 year earlier. According to a review of presidential clemency prepared by John Ettridge of the Library of Congress, at least 12 presidents have been involved in granting pardons or amnesty. In addition to the Whiskey Rebellion pardons, these include President John Adams, who in 1800 pardoned a group of Pennsylvanians who rebelled against one of the first property tax laws in the nation. And in 1807, Thomas Jefferson gave a full pardon to all deserters from the army who would surrender within 4 months. President James Madison offered the same terms to deserters who didn't like the War of 1812, and he also proclaimed amnesty for pirates and smugglers in the vicinity of New Orleans who helped fight the British. Pardons and amnesty, while closely related, do mean different things. A pardon can be granted for any offense and is usually given after punishment for the crime has begun. It doesn't release a person from guilt, but rather releases him from the penalty which would have to be paid for the crime. In contrast, amnesty is usually reserved for political offenders and can be granted even before a trial or punishment has begun. We'll take a closer look at the Carter pardons and what they mean to those who got them and those who didn't in a future report. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.
CBS News. A swing to the left is apparent in results from France's national municipal elections. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. When vote counting halted for the night, it had become clear that a socialist-communist alliance had posted impressive victories in the majority of France's major cities. The leftists are vowing to challenge President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing's government coalition for control of parliament in the next governmental elections, scheduled for March of 1978. Giscard has problems within his own coalition, with perhaps the biggest one looming in Paris. More on that from CBS News correspondent Peter Kalischer.
Former Prime Minister Jacques Chirac, a Gaullist who has differences with President Giscard d'Estaing, is leading in the first round election for mayor of Paris. But final victory may depend on which way the 11% ecologist vote will go in the second round next Sunday. The winner is chosen by councillors elected in each district. But where no candidate gets an absolute majority in the first round, the two leaders are matched in a second round vote next Sunday. In most Paris districts, Chirac's pledged councillors led, with the leftist coalition candidate second and Michel Dornano, Giscard's hand-picked candidate, third. But the surprising showing by the Conservationist and Nature's Lovers Party may tip the winner next Sunday. Peter Kalischer, CBS News, Paris.
Swiss voters casting ballots in a national referendum Sunday crushed an attempt to restrict the number of foreigners living and working in Switzerland. The government had campaigned for rejection of the proposal, saying it would spell economic disaster and brand Switzerland as xenophobic, that is, having a fear or hatred of strangers or foreigners. Laotian authorities have arrested 79-year-old former King Savang Vatana, former Crown Prince Vanasong, and another royal son. Diplomatic sources in Vientiane say the arrests were made because rightist soldiers, saying they were acting in the king's name, have continued to fight troops of the communist regime. King Savang abdicated under pressure in December of 1975 when the communist Pathet Lao regime consolidated its power and took over the government. At that time, the king was made an advisor to communist president Prince Souvanouvong, essentially receiving a title without a job. Former Chinese Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping is reported to have asked for a job in Hanoi and received the endorsement of Communist Party Chairman Hua Kuo-fong. The Hong Kong newspaper Ming Pao says the 73-year-old Deng asked for his old job back and was told by Hua, "You not only must go to work in the front line, but must get into the task of investigating the Gang of Four." That refers to the party radicals headed by Mao Zedong's widow Chong Qing, a group which unseated Dong as vice premier following the death of Premier Zhou Enlai in 1976. Royal Canadian Mounted Police have called reinforcements to St. Anthony, Newfoundland, to prevent a confrontation between seal hunters and conservationists from becoming violent. Seal hunters, viewing opposition to this week's planned slaughter of harp seal pups as a threat to their livelihood, accorded a hostile reception to six helicopter loads of conservationists who flew into the area Sunday. The hunters threw up picket lines around the choppers, hoping to prevent the members of the International Fund for Animal Welfare from flying to the ice pack off eastern Canada to disrupt the hunt, set to begin Tuesday. No American professional baseball team will be going to Cuba to play an exhibition against a Cuban all-star team this spring. Premier Fidel Castro invited the New York Yankees. A number of other American teams objected, saying the visit would give the Yankees an edge in scouting potential new pros. Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn interceded, saying the Yankees couldn't go, but an all-star team could. The Cubans responded, in effect, Yankees see, all-stars no. Yankees general manager Gabe Paul may be miffed, but not at the Cubans.
I can very well understand the feeling and the decision of the Cuban people. There's been a great deal of complication to a very simple invitation.
More CBS News in a moment.
First, there was Christmas, and then there were those January sales, and if there were a Rolls Royce for sale for $5, you wouldn't have enough money to blow the horn. And suddenly there in the window is just the most perfect coat you've ever seen, or those golf clubs you've always wanted. But how can you afford them? Well, this is Gene King for the Council of Better Business Bureaus with a tip for you. Consider the advantages of layaway shopping. Layaway is a plan whereby the merchant agrees to hold an item until the customer completes payment for it. Layaway is a convenience to the consumer who needs to budget carefully for purchases. Unlike an installment buying, layaway may not involve signing a contract or paying interest and finance charges. However, layaway policies vary from store to store. Also, when a customer cancels a layaway purchase, money already paid toward the item may or may not be returned in full. So be sure to ask questions and to read any agreement carefully.
The California Bait Company has decided to sponsor a nationwide worm recipe contest, saying worms are a high-protein food and ideal dietary supplement. One member of the company says he's eaten worm burgers, worm omelets, and even worm bread. His reaction? He said he enjoyed the cuisine. The company spokesman says the best recipes submitted will be included in an upcoming cookbook. No word on who'll publish it, but it doesn't figure to hit the bestseller list. Mike Stanley, CBS News.